AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Residents of Kharkiv trying to douse fires amid relentless Russian shelling today. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky asked NATO leaders gathered in Brussels to provide unlimited aid, including planes, tanks, and other weapons. President Biden and Western allies have pledged new sanctions against Russia and more humanitarian aid, but their offers are short of Zelensky's request. In other news, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he won't vote for her, but Democrats still appear on track to confirm Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. On the last day of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, says he has no issue with the American Bar Association's assessment that Judge Jackson is well qualified.
I find it hard to believe that anybody on my side of the aisle would disagree with that. So this has more to do with the application of philosophy and worldviews it could potentially influence. But I think you should make no mistake that I agree with the ABA that she is highly qualified, and I'm glad to see she got that rating.
Meantime, the Supreme Court has ruled death row inmates must be allowed to have their pastors pray aloud and even touch them during their executions.
The 8-1 ruling is in the case of Texas inmate John Henry Ramirez. He challenged state rules that would have forced his pastor to remain silent and apart from him as he is put to death. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, "It is possible to accommodate Ramirez's sincere religious beliefs without delaying or impeding his execution." Only Justice Clarence Thomas dissented, saying Ramirez has repeatedly attempted to delay his execution, part of an 18-year pattern of evasion. Roberts wrote, "An inmate could be touched on a part of the body away from IV lines," noting Ramirez's lawyer had said it would be sufficient if his pastor could touch his foot. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Two former Trump aides are facing trouble over last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
The House committee investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol has set a vote for Monday on whether to recommend referring contempt of Congress charges against Trump aides Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Navarro, who was trade advisor to former President Donald Trump, was subpoenaed by the committee in early February. He sought to use executive privilege to avoid cooperation, but the Biden administration denied executive privilege claims by Navarro and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Scavino was subpoenaed last September. The committee believes Scavino was with Trump on January 6th and may have materials relevant to his videotaping and tweeting messages that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that killed a man near New Orleans Tuesday night was the metro area's second strongest on record. It left an 11.5-mile track through three parishes. Winds hit 160 miles per hour. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.